Hi, my name is Ignacio Mazabal, and in this poster I present our work's title, Phase Diagram in the One-Dimensional Civil Violence Model. The civil violence model has two agents, citizens and cops, and simulate a social protest. Citizens can be active when they participate in a protest, passive when they do not participate, or jailed when the cops catch them. The agent state change depend on their neighborhood condition, the global parameters, and the local parameters. To characterize the model's dynamic on the stationary states, we defined a pot-like energy function and used the concentration of agents. As usually used in opinion dynamics model, the concentration allows us to distinguish two phases. In the disorder phase, all agent states are of a similar concentration. In the order phase, one agent state is majority over the others. A particular order case is when all the agents in the system have the same state and are reaching a consensus. The simulations we performed consider more a random neighborhoods and short and long range interaction. When we study the system dynamics without cops, we observe variation in the agent's concentration with different legitimacy values. With low legitimacy values, the active agents are predominant and the passive agents are dominant with high legitimacy values. For different threshold values, we know the concentration for two states is similar in the particular legitimacy value. The energy shows this change of the predominant state. The initial energy value indicates when the active agent predominates. When the agent concentration are similar, the energy reaches a minimum. Finally, the energy maximizes when the system has all the passive agents. To build the phase diagram, we search the legitimacy and the threshold coordinates where the agents' concentration are similar and all agents in the system are passive. In the system without cops, we observe three phases. Phase 1 and 2 are ordered phases with a majority. Active agents are dominant in the phase 1 and the passive in the phase 2. We observe a disordered phase between these two phases when the active and passive agent concentration are similar. Phase 3 is a consensus with all the passive agents. To study the model with cops, we fixed the threshold and varied the concentration of cop as initial condition. The cop's action depends on the agent vision, so we study the effects of the short and long range interaction separately. The phase diagram for the system with cop has points with three colors. The orange points indicate when the concentration of active and passive agents are similar. The cyan points show similarity in the jailed and passive state, and the olive points when jailed and active agents are in similar concentration. We observe six phases with a majority state for short-range interactions. For example, the PAJ phase has dominant passive agents, followed by active and jailed agents. The system reaches a consensus with all the passive agents. The small black region indicates when there are only cops in the system. The disorder phase is a point labeled as a triple point. The position of these points and the size of the phases depends on the neighborhood. In contrast with the short-range interaction, the phase's size with long-range interaction are different, and the disorder point requires a low cops concentration. We can observe six order phases with a majority, a point of disorder, and the consensus phase for the more neighborhood. Nevertheless, there is no order disorder transition when considering a random neighborhood because the long-range interaction allows to cops increases their activity considerably. As a result, we observe that one phase disappears and the agent concentration never had similar values. This result allowed us to determine the relevance of the cop's action in different scenarios. For short-range interactions, the capture of active agent is more relevant cop action to deterring a protest. However, with long-range interaction, the cop's action prevents the emergence of a protest.